It's a long, long road.
Like I mentioned before, there will be some English rock and roll on the show today. That's the Hollies with He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. That was backstage at Rope Tackle when I was listening to that song. I couldn't really pick it out. And then all of a sudden, the chorus came in and, well, you can't help but sing that song, right? America with The Lonely People before that. That was the second single off their 1974 release, Holiday. That's the album title. The Government Song is a song by Raven Reed, who is an indigenous folk singer, songwriter, and hails from Yellowknife Northwest Territories. Here is a song that I think you're going to really enjoy. And we haven't played Raven on the show yet, but we're going to play lots of Raven, I'm sure of it. Here's The Government Song on the jukebox.
I'm so tired of you. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
They're back, and in a big way, Oasis sold out all the tickets to their shows that they announced. I was over there, and when they announced it, it was just after a bank holiday, so they picked the timing perfectly. That was Up in the Sky from their first record, Definitely Maybe, which is back on the charts since its release in 1994. Flew out of Manchester. If you have a chance, go to that airport. It's pretty rad. We've got something from Sam Cooke, 1964's If I Had a Hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'm sure he would. And actually, hammering in the morning is kind of annoying. I hear it sometimes when people are doing construction on my block and I can't sleep. So maybe hammer another time. Victoria Gwendolyn on the show with Astral Mall. She's a Métis singer-songwriter and actress based in Manitoba. But before we get to Victoria, we have a release from 2021 and the album Therapy Sessions, a song called Better With You by Shauna Sitanak, featuring Asiva. And this is a hip-hop from Baker Lake, and I hope you really enjoy this. This is a Nunavut rapper who won an Arctic Music Award not too long ago for the album Therapy Sessions. Here is Shauna Sitanak on the jukebox.
Listen to this song, cause I don't wanna stay mad. My love for you is strong. When we're together, everything alright, ain't nothing wrong. It feels so comfortable being within your presence. We're untouchable, we just gotta stay patient. Your smile illuminates a dark void in my soul. I'm missing you when you're gone, not feeling whole. There's a hole in my heart, a piece is missing. Your inexistence clearly got me wishing that I was by your side at this present moment. You're my person when I'm with you, I feel important. My flow, feeling like I'm on the low, feeling like the clock is moving slow, but I know we're just growing together. We're working our way up to make our lives better, cause we're a team. Ain't nothing better than you and me. I'ma treat you with respect, treat you like a queen. Ain't nothing that could come in between us. With you I just can't get enough. That's a hole in my heart, a piece that's missing you.
I've been you get stuck there, but you gotta go try it. No building taller than this one's the highest. So meet me at the Astro Mall tonight. Thousands and thousands of elevators will ride. We'll climb the seas behind the walls and get lost in the halls. So meet me at the Astro Mall. We'll go shopping for whatever we want. So meet me at the Astro Mall. And we'll stay here until we wake up. I'm here.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Yeah. Oh,
you what it is. Look, it's the hammer of justice, a bell of freedom, yeah. It's a song about love between my brothers and my sisters and all over this land. Ha! Yeah! Lord have mercy. Tonight. Put your hands together and clap for it. That's right, make me feel good, you know. Huh. Yeah! Ooh. Yeah! Lord have me. Now that's gets it. Yeah! Ooh. Yeah! I wonder, do you feel like singing? Would you sing with me? Can we have one of those hootenannies? Look, I want everybody. Everybody try this. If I had a hammer. Everybody. If I had. Here we go, come on. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the morning, hammer in the evening. I'd hammer in the heat all over this land, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out danger, a warning. I'd hammer out a warning, love. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters. Where? Where? You got it. Keep it, don't lose it.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. If you are new to birding, you might assume that you need fancy binoculars or have to venture off to some exotic places to look for birds. Truth is, you don't even have to leave your home to enjoy birds. In fact, many folks do it right from home. That's usually how we first experience birds, by watching and learning the birds out the window every day. And you don't actually have to physically go anywhere to find birds. You can use a smartphone or computer to go birding. There are several websites where you can view live feeds of nests, like the Cornell Labs feed of a red-tailed hawk nest in Ithaca, New York, or the Hellgate Osprey Nest at the University of Montana. You can even have your own bird feeder camera, thanks to at-home setups like BirdFee and BirdBuddy that allow people to watch the birds in their backyard. You can learn a lot about birds by observing their feeding habits and how they interact with other species. And then the next time someone complains that you're on your phone too much, you'll be able to tell them, hey, I'm enjoying nature. For Bird Note, I'm Jonice Franklin. This episode is brought to you in loving memory of former Bird Note board member Tom Darden, with thanks to his family for their support.
From natural disasters to unforeseen accidents, emergency preparedness is a crucial element of maintaining a safe school environment. Canada's diverse geography means schools can be vulnerable to a range of natural hazards, including severe weather, flooding, wildfires, and earthquakes. National School Safety Week is October 17 to 23, and the Canada Safety Council urges schools and communities to focus on strengthening emergency preparedness protocols. Find out more at CanadaSafetyCouncil.org.